Crime Stoppers of Rutherford County would personally like to welcome each and every one of you to our 2013 Officer of the Year banquet. If we could put our cell phones on mute, that would very much be appreciated. And please no YouTube videos allowed. Sergeant Woodard from the THP will confiscate all YouTube videos made, and you will not get your phone back. Thank you, Sergeant, for allowing to do that for us. Each year, there'll be only one day where each police department will bring their chiefs and supervisors together for a special day like today, and that day is usually only for a Crime Stoppers Officer of the Year award banquet. For guests, you probably know, you probably don't know, but there's more police experience in this room than what most small police departments have in the state of Tennessee. I would probably virtually say that this is probably the safest room in the world right now. Let's have a word of prayer first, and then we're going to stand for the pledge. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for letting us come together today to celebrate this special day. Take special care of all our men and women who protect us from the unknown. Bless this food and help us continue to serve you. Amen. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
But before we get started, we need to recognize some special people that are here today. And after we get through, then we're going to give everybody a round welcome of applause. From the Tennessee Highway Patrol, we have Major Rex Prince, Captain Jim Hutcherson, Lieutenant Jack Vaughn, Lieutenant Tanya Hurt, Sergeant Anthony Griffin, and Sergeant Rick Woodward. Thanks for coming. From the Sheriff's Office, the Sheriff and his crew is out this week on a Sheriff's Convention, but he sent a good group of guys down, and we have, from representing the Sheriff's Office, we have Major Bill Sharp, Captain David Haley, Lieutenant Brett Reed, and Lisa Marchesoni. Thank you. From the Murfreesboro Police Department, we have Chief Lynn Christman, we have Deputy Chief Michael Bowman, we have Assistant Chief Roy Fields, we have Lieutenant Tom Sissom, and we got a couple special guests from the City of Murfreesboro. We got Councilman Eddie Smotherman, we have the City Manager Rob Lyons here today with us, the Assistant City Manager Jim Crumley, and the assistants to all the assistant manager and the manager, we have Shannon Logan. Thank you. From Smyrna, we have Chief Kevin Arnold and Captain Jeff Dreyer. And from Laverne, we have Mayor Mosley and her husband. We have the HR Director, Cheryl Lewis-Smith. Have the HR Manager, Vaughn Barr. We have Cherie Robertson. And we have Chief Mike Walker, MTSU Police, Chief Buddy Peaster, and Associate Chief Roy Brewer. We're glad you're here. Thank you. Now, let's recognize the Board of Directors for Crime Stoppers. To my left is Vice Chair Phil Pepitone. Those of you probably saw Melinda Patton, our treasurer, taking up the money and having you sign in. We have here board members. We have Blake Finney, Terry Hodge, Larry Kirk, Charlie Montgomery, and Steve Sachs. And our police co-coordinator we have here, we have Sergeant David Smith from MTSU Police Department. And last but not least, we got the guy who is the main man, I call it, our police coordinator, who's held this program together for over 25 years, and he calls all the shots. We just say yes or no, sir. He makes this program, I think, And I've been around a few of them, known some other people in Crime Stoppers. I think we have one of the best programs in the state. And we'd like to congratulate all these people, especially our leader, Major Clyde Atkinson, Murfreesboro Police Department. And now, while we're here, now for the presentations of awards, Charlie Montgomery.
Thank you, Mike. As each and every year, it's always an honor and a privilege to, as a board member, to stand up here before you and present these awards. I know it's got to be a hard decision to make. There's so many wonderful officers out there putting their life in jeopardy each and every day, and coming down to narrowing it down to one person, those got to be difficult, because each division that's represented here has a lot of good officers that that work hard each and every day, and it's just an honor and a privilege to stand before you and be able to do this. As I call out your name, if you wouldn't mind, come to Major Clyde and Mike and receive your award, and continue standing there until I finish reading the information of why you were selected. First of all, from the Tennessee Highway Patrol, William Scotty Miller. This Officer Miller is a dedicated professional law enforcement officer with over 24 years of experience in public safety. This Mr. Officer Miller leads and always has led in the enforcement activity at the Rutherford County Post, and routinely leads the entire Nashville district in the total citations issued category. The 2012 data shows this trooper issued over 2,070 citations, investigated over 110 motor vehicle crashes, and completed 100 commercial motor vehicle inspections for 2012. I'm glad I was not one of those statistics. This trooper leads in these categories every year. In addition, when you consider the fact that during 2012, the trooper was continuously utilized as a primary field training officer for the Rutherford County Post, constantly training new cadets throughout the 10-week process, it makes this accomplishment even more impressive. Trooper Miller constantly goes the extra mile and produces the type of work year in and year out. But these numbers alone don't tell the whole story of why we consider Trooper Miller as the best of the best for 2012. Trooper Miller excels in every aspect of his duties and responsibilities. His reports and paperwork are truly the gold standard of what we consider exceptional work in Tennessee Highway Patrol. Trooper Miller's willingness to do whatever he is called upon to do, and then his desire to do it well, is constantly being noted by his supervisors. Trooper Miller has a well-earned reputation for doing things the right way. He is a complete 21st century lawman. The Tennessee Highway Patrol is fortunate to have men like him in the ranks. Trooper Miller is highly regarded and well-respected by his peers at the Rutherford Post. They are constantly the benefactors of his knowledge and experience, which he always willing to share with many members of the Rutherford Post. Trooper William Scotty Miller, action, activities, demeanor, work ethic, and dedication have brought great credit to himself, his troop, his district, and the Tennessee Highway Patrol. In 2012, we are proud to submit his name for Rutherford County's Crime Stopper of the Year. And I'd like to also say this is Scotty's third year to receive Officer of the Year, and we congratulate him. From the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, Detective Steve Craig. Detective Craig is an invaluable asset to family crimes and special victim units. His primary duties are investigating cases of domestic violence, dating violence, adult sexual assault, and stalking. Detective Craig is dedicated to assisting victims of domestic violence. He is also always available to assist the other detectives with his experience. His position is funded by a federal grant under the U.S. Department of Justice STOP program administered by the Office of Violence Against Women. Because of the Detective Craig's expertise, the state chose him to describe the Sheriff's Office Program to a federal grant program manager. Detective Craig spoke to the Tennessee Economic Council of Women during its hearing about the economic impact of violence against women in Tennessee. He estimated the Sheriff's Office spends about $300,000 annually to investigate domestic violence, harassment, sexual assault, and stalking. Detective Craig joined the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office in 2006 as patrol deputy. In 2010, he was promoted to detective and was assigned to the Family Crimes and Special Victims Unit. He was recognized for his work by the Department of Children's Services for his work with victims in April. We congratulate Detective Steve Craig. From the City of Murfreesboro, Officer Terry Spence. He began his career with the Murfreesboro Police Department in August 1985. Officer Spence is dedicated to helping the citizens of Murfreesboro and begins each day full of energy and enthusiasm. His outgoing personality has made him a favorite among many Murfreesboro residents who call to commend him on a regular basis. For the past 20 years, Officer Spence has proven to be dedicated and committed public servant. His supervisors say that whatever they ask of him, he is always willing to go the extra mile to bring his cases to a successful prosecution. In his recommendation, Lieutenant Tom Sissom stated that it came as no surprise that Officer Spence was one of the first to arrive on the scene of a robbery alarm call at Demas's restaurant on the morning of May 20th, 2013. Officer Spence quickly surmised that it was founded to hold up and immediately attempted to apprehend two suspects, one of which was armed from fleeing the area. Officer Spence, along with help of other officers, was able to successfully apprehend two of the suspects and gain the identity of two other individuals who had already left the scene. Warrants were issued and arrests were made before the week was out. We are proud of Officer Spence and his years of service to the community. He is highly deserving of this selection for this award as Officer of the Year for the Murfreesboro Police Department. And this is Officer Spence's second time to receive this award, and he was runner-up one other year. And we can congratulate Officer Terry Spence. From Smyrna Police Department, Officer Gary Schoen. And Officer Gary Schoen is on vacation this week, and Captain Jeff Dwyer is accepting his award. On October 18, 2012, Officer Gary Schoen of the Smyrna Police Department was dispatched to Jefferson Springs boat ramp in response to a capsized and sinking boat on Percy Priest Lake. Officer Schoen arrived observing a man clinging to the bow of the capsized boat approximately 50 yards from shore. As the man was struggling to remain afloat, he was grasping for a life jacket but was unable to put it on. He shouted to officers that he could not swim. Officer Gary Schoen retrieved a life jacket from his patrol car and he drove into the water to swim out to the man. Once the officer made it to the capsized boat, they instructed the man to hold the life jacket under him, and as the officer stabilized him in the water with the stranded boat beside him, the officer swam the 50 yards back to shore. As they neared the shore, a rope was thrown out to them by other officers to assist in pulling the man from the cold water. Paramedics treated the subject on the scene. Officer Schoen placed himself in peril by plunging into the frigid cold water and assisting the drowning boater. Due to his preparation and willingness to go above and beyond the call of duty, Officer Schoen was successfully in saving the life of the man. Therefore, with pride, the Smyrna Police Department announces Officer Gary Schoen as their Officer of the Year for 2013, and we congratulate him wherever he is. Laverne Police Department, Sergeant Bob Hayes. Sergeant Bob Hayes began his career in law enforcement with the Laverne Police Department in September 2005. Bob was promoted to detective in December 2009 and has become an integral part of the professional law enforcement service provided to the citizens by members of this department. He has made many arrests during his law enforcement career, including the successful convictions of murder suspect and child abuse perpetrators. in turn making the city of Luverne safer place for our residents. Bob has always shown respect and compassion to victims of crime and in instance with victims' families as they were dealing with the tragedy of losing a loved one to crime. In January 2012, the Specialty Arms Gun Store was burglarized after an arson of the business. Bob diligently continued to work the case. Even after several leads into the case went cold, he was able to recover over 800 items valued at over $60,000 and arrest two individuals for the crime in August of 2012. In June 2013, a young male was murdered in front of his residence in Luverne. Sergeant Hayes tirelessly continued to search for the suspect responsible. On July the 2nd of 2013, Sergeant Hayes interviewed and arrested the suspect after he confessed to committing the murder. Sergeant Bob Hayes has continually shown professionalism, integrity, honor, and respect while serving our citizens with the Luverne Police Department. His continued exemplary service as a law enforcement professional led to his promotion to sergeant in June of 2013. The Luverne Police Department, as well as I, would like to recommend and congratulate Sergeant Bob Hayes for Crime Stoppers of the Year. From Middle Tennessee State University, Officer John Blair. John is currently serving as one of the department field training officers as well as an evidence technician. Officer Blair has worked for Middle Tennessee State University Police Department since January of 2009, but even in that short period of time, he has made a tremendous impact on his coworkers and on the MTSU community. John is an exceptional role model for other officers and has impressed many of his peers and several of his supervisors with his positive outlook, his strong work ethic, and his willingness to serve others. Being a field training officer focuses on one of John Blair's strengths since this role gives him the opportunity to teach, to mentor, and to express his opinions more readily to others. Officer Blair's role as a field training officer has provided opportunities for him to deliver guidance and to lead his assistants to others, less experienced police officers. Officer John Blair has been instrumental in promoting ideas and developing better patrol and community police procedures during his time at MTSU. John initiated certain specialized training and redesigned the department's Operation ID program to better protect community members and their property. For his consistent record of hard work and his outstanding performance this past year, we congratulate John Blair, MTSU Police Department's 2013 Crime Stopper Officer of the Year. I know each and one of your family members are excited and proud of each and every one of you. And at this time, would you please stand and congratulate each and every one of these officers for their hard work and dedication to serving our community.
Well, it's this time of year again. As Chairman Gentry said, and for all of you that are administrators for your cities, for all of you that are the wheels for the shakers and movers, the assistant chiefs, the deputy chiefs, and so on, here's where your men and women make you shine and make you proud, because we only do this once a year, and it's a little thing, but I can tell you that it means a great deal to the men and the women in law enforcement that receive this award. There are several other people, though, that help out Crime Stoppers. Obviously, you do, but we have one of the third parts of the triangle is the media. What we try to do is to honor them today, because without them putting the word out to the public, it's hard for us to solve the crimes. And so, get my eyes on here. And if I've left somebody out or somebody's not here, please correct me. Again, if you would come up when I call the media name out. And Ms. Marchesoni has greatly volunteered her photographic services. So we want to get pictures of the media today, too, with Chairman Gentry and Mr. Montgomery, who is our What, chairman for the banquet? Well, they want to know one thing, Charlie. Are you going to auction the plaques off today? So, if I miss somebody, I apologize. If City Cable 3 can come up, John, did Steve not make it with you, just one? That's okay. City Cable 3, folks. Okay, Comcast Cable, Leslie Harrison, if you'd step up. She is our account representative. Some of you may have seen the Comcast Cable's commercials that they do for us. Everybody kind of gets on her and us too. Years and years and years ago, Crime Stoppers got those free. But thanks to Leslie and her bosses and supervisors, we do get a discounted rate since we have been there with them advertising so long. But we do pay for those now. So if you're in a civic or a service organization and think we're getting them free, we don't. We have to pay. I talked to Mr. Clay Morgan, and he said he could not make it with the Daily News Journal. But is anybody here from D&J or the Daily News Journal? Okay. I do know he told me he wasn't going to be able to personally make it. And the only reason is because he had his bosses and supervisors in from Gannett today. So he'd already said that he could not make it for sure. MTSU Sidelines, anybody here from them? Chief Peaster, would you come up and accept that award for them, please? From the Murfreesboro Post, Miss Michelle Willard. And the Good Neighbor Station, WGNS, Mr. Bart Walker. And Middle Tennessee State University Station, WMOT, Mike Osborne. Okay, that's one part of the triangle. Obviously, the chiefs delegate several things to me, and I try to make sure that those tasks are properly done. And so with that, I have a great team that I work with down at the police annex. I couldn't do without any of them, I'll tell you. But I have two very special ladies that answer the phone, keep me straight, watch schedules, make sure I'm where I'm supposed to be on time, et cetera, et cetera. And they're really good at talking to these callers, talking to these informants that call. One of them is on vacation today, which is unusual. First time I think she has not ever been able to make it. But Miss Donna Smith, if you would please come forward and accept your plaque for you and Risa Watson. These are the ladies that answered the Crime Stoppers phone. Chairman Gentry said that we were at least 25 years old. We are a very, very successful program that is 29 years old last month. We started in June of 1984. What is Crime Stoppers? Well, Crime Stoppers is a tool of law enforcement, and what it does is we take anonymous calls and pass those on to the proper law enforcement agency. Now, a lot of people say, well, we solve the crime. No, we don't. Crime Stoppers does not solve the crime. But Crime Stoppers gives information and helps these hardworking officers, these detectives, these investigators. It gives them another tool in their toolbox so they can make the arrest. The officers are the one that solve the crime. We don't solve the crime, we just help them out. Three parts of Crime Stoppers, very simple and very easy. Obviously the citizens, the other part of the triangle is the media, who is here represented today, and the third part of the triangle is law enforcement. That's the triangle, that's what makes it come, and that's what makes it work together. A couple of just brief stats. We've solved a total of 975 cases. We have arrested 321 people, and we've recovered in wholesale value narcotics and property a little bit over $1,200,000. Again, I want to say congratulations to all of the officers who won an award. Also to the media for coming and supporting Crime Stoppers. And folks, the media, I know sometimes they have to report some of the bad things that we do or some of the mistakes that I say that we make, but they have a tough job too. They've got to do both sides of that fence, and they've got to do it morally and ethically correct. And we think for the most part that we do. But by being here today, it shows that the media does support law enforcement and they support the government, and we appreciate that, and they also support Crime Stoppers. Again, let's have one more big round of applause for all the award winners.